Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're in Market View here on Money FM 89.3. And for the and in terms of Tuesday's market session, there were two major stories. One of them, the significant contraction in second quarter GDP by one of the largest in Singapore's recent memory, and also the news that Temasek has backed out of their bid to take a majority stake in Keppel Corporation. Well, how did these two factors shape markets today in Singapore, and what will it mean for Singapore's economic outlook? Well, today on Market View here in Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Song Seng Woon, an economist at CIMB Private Bank, who decided to join us once again to talk about some of the other details with regards to these two particular items. And Mr. Song, I just wanted to start off with those GDP numbers. In early July, when the advanced numbers came out, they were already pretty bad, but the final print was actually worse. Now, a 13.2% year-on-year contraction, how did this match up against your estimates, and what do you think caused this even worse and downward revision from with regards to the GDP print?
Well, to be honest, my initial estimate for Q2 was a sharper contraction of nearly 50% quarter-on-quarter annualized and 15% year-on-year. So from that perspective, the figure, though revised downward, wasn't as bad, if there's that any consolation. But I suppose in terms of the main drag on, as far as the revision is concerned, it was the manufacturing side, which fell actually almost 1% on year in Q2 versus the initial July estimate of a growth of 2.5%. That's 20% of GDP. So when we saw that kind of adjustment, that was the key reason for the downward adjustment for the Q2 figure. So it was bad, but I suppose just a case of being slightly worse.
It's seldom that I see you more pessimistic than some of your peers, Mr. Song. But let's talk about the other two sectors that might have weighed a lot on the Singapore economy. You mentioned manufacturing coming down. That's more than 20% of our GDP. But then construction fell by 97% quarter and quarter. And we also saw retail and services really suffer. We couldn't go out for dinner or to shop during
until
the most
recently,
of the quarter, until recently, right? How did these two other sectors weigh on the final print based on what you saw with regards to the numbers and your calculations?
Well, I suppose the good news is I'm starting to see workers returning to work site from this week. So the crane hasn't moved yet, but people are there. So that's the plus news. The bad news, obviously, is while they're all stuck at the dormitory, etc., the sector, as you say, contracted quarter-on-quarter by 97%, 60% on year, through no fault of theirs, just because they can't. And construction is about 5% of GDP, or was. I think it disappeared to nothing in Q2. The rest, things like aviation, transportation, storage, hotel, leisure, food services, all declined by between 60 to 8%, or 65% on quarter, or around 40% on year. So these are very severe contraction. You know, we're talking about each of them easily 3 to 4% of a GDP. So big drag from those just because people cannot move about. But with a certain extent, we can now. So less bad figures, hopefully, coming up.
So of these three particular sectors, Mr. Song, let's take a look at the flip side. If there is a chance that Singapore can bounce back from this deep recession,
we will.
Of these three sectors do you think has the better chance of getting out of the mud first?
Well, when you're from a mathematical standpoint, we are down by like 99%. Just one person going to the work site is already 100%. Recovery already. So from a mathematics standpoint, we will see recovery, but again, it's recovering to what level? Again, to put it in perspective, we've got the downward revision in the GDP. So let's say worst case, we're now going to get a 7% contraction in GDP this year. I think there are some forecasts of a rebound, I think 6 to 7%, but it won't be the same. 7% down on, let's say, $100 that you earned yesterday means that you're on $93 today. Tomorrow, if you bounce by 7%, you're up to just 99.5, still below where you've fallen from. So this is where we'll see Mets playing a bit of a sort of a impact on the rebound on quarter, but on year, I think we're going to see, I think, almost all the sectors still down.
Right. We're listening to Mr. Song Seung-Won, economist at CIMB Private Banking here on Monday FM 89.3. There's always the possibility of more stimulus, right? The U.S. is talking about this. A number of countries around the world and major economies are talking about this. Even Singapore said that they're ready to support.
Yeah.
However, because of how open and dependent Singapore's economy is on external factors, are there diminishing returns should the government decide to introduce a fifth round of stimulus measures, for instance? Are the returns going to start diminishing, or have they started to diminish, Mr. Song?
Well, it depends on which industry, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing people, you and I, we can go out and drink, and well, as long as we go home by 10:30, but it will help businesses. But there are others, we talk about those who are still being adversely affected. Your aviation industry, transport engineering, the leisure and travel industry is still badly affected. True, not for all of them, as we said. So for them, I suppose, they are looking, they have to really look at, you know, in terms of the barrel in the face of what do we do in this environment of cost-cutting measures, they're only taking so much. We can still, I suppose, argue with the government and say we probably can still need some form of support to retain as many staff as possible and, you know, keep costs by cutting wages, etc. as well. So I would say we'll probably still need some form of calibrated response for help those industries who are still going to be severely affected, even though we are seeing more businesses getting back on their feet. But because we cannot easily still travel in and out, although travel restriction at the two land link, Malaysia and Singapore, have been eased, so we are all taking baby steps in easing measures for obvious reason. So the impact will obviously impact all the different sectors at different levels. So I would say targeted, calibrated, I think, response and stimulus probably will still be needed for several industries and sectors.
Right. And one sector that's also been impacted, Mr. Song, of course, is the oil and gas sector here. And that takes me to the recent news. As if we didn't have enough things to deal with on our plate, the news that Temasek has pulled out of the bid for that 51% stake in Keppel Corporation. Can you talk to us about how crucial that additional investment would have actually been for Keppel, especially given the uncertainty surrounding our oil and gas environment? Or was this a bit of just a negligible thing on the part of Keppel's outlook?
Well, I suppose it is not unreasonable for Temasek to walk away at this point, because they will have to need, I would say they may have to need to fork up something like over $4 billion for the additional, you know, over 30% stake in KPE at that $735 per share. So that's a ton of money, even to, you know, someone with a deep pocket like Temasek. Essentially, you do not want to waste your bullet during this period where the recovery path is still so uncertain and very uneven as well. And fortunately, there is all this precondition, and we know that many of them were busted. So what we can obviously look at now is that the shipyard transportation engineering sector is still very important to Singapore. We still need ships going forward. Shipyards are still important. They may be involved with, or there may be less people involved in getting containers from one port to another, but they still need to be built as far as this, and they're going to be, I would say, engineering marble, and we're pretty good at these kind of engineering. So I would say they are still important, still so essential. So you were earlier saying the news, I think, the merger of SAI, the SCI side. Yeah, so they have been approved itself. So I think what we'll still see is, at some point down the road, this is a case of, for now, given the exceptional, unprecedented circumstances, we walk away from the deal. But there will still be some sort of a relook, perhaps, at the whole thing when some, perhaps, the dust has settled. The difficulty now is it's very challenging to price an asset when you really don't know at which point some recovery may take place, not just recovery, sustainable recovery. So walking away from it doesn't mean that it's a permanent walk away, but just, I think, take a breather, relook at the whole picture again, with perhaps a longer-term merger Well, we don't know when that will happen, but it may still happen, but it's just not as soon as what we had expected, which is why perhaps the capital share price took a knock today, even though the risk of the merger being, the deal being off, already risen significantly over recent months.
An 11% knock for Keppel Corporation at the end of Tuesday, though. We'll have to leave it there, but I want to thank Song Seung-Woon, economist from CIMB Private Banking, for his insights on both Keppel Corporation and Singapore's recent GDP print. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, bye.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.